A very good afternoon from the sports team. Well, the quarterfinalists in both the men's and the women's draws at the Australian Open have been confirmed. Men's number one seed Jannik Sinner battled illness to beat Holger Rune in four sets earlier today. Talking after his win, the defending champion said some medical assistance was important in him advancing.
Before going on the court, I had a little checkup. Yeah, it was a bit helpful. I at least, you know, I felt slightly better after when I went back on court. I felt like, you know, the face looked a little bit better, what the color was a little bit back. You know, when you're not there health-wise where you want to be, it's also even more difficult, but, you know, it helped.
So he will now play the Australian hopeful Alex de Minaur in the last eight. Looking at the other matches in the men's quarterfinals, 21st seed Ben Shelton takes on Italian Lorenzo Sonego. Well, the big match, I think, Novak Djokovic, the seventh seed, will take on third seed Carlos Alcaraz, and then Alexander Zverev takes on American Tommy Paul. In the women's draw, second seed Iga Swiatek cruised into the last eight with a straight sets win earlier today. She'll take on Emma Navarro in the quarterfinals. Madison Keys takes on Elina Svitolina. Third seed Coco Gauff, being in good form, takes on Paula Badosa. And then first seed Aryna Sabalenka will play the 27th seed Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. In rugby news, after all being knocked out of the Investec Champions Cup this past weekend, the South African teams have been drawn in the Challenge Cup knockouts. The Hollywood Bets Sharks, they will take on French side Lyon. The Bulls will also play a French team in Bayonne. And the Lions, they will face Scottish outfit Edinburgh. Those fixtures will all take place on the 4th of April. And then it's going to be some cricket news to finish. The SA Under-19 girls have made a 2-from-2 at the Under-19 T20 World Cup. Today, they bowled Samoa out for just 16 runs. In Tabi Singh Nini, took 3-for-4 was the pick of the bowlers as Samoa registered 5 ducks in their innings. Openers Simone Lawrence and Gemma Buerta knocked the runs off in 10 balls to claim that emphatic 10-wicket victory. They now top Group C after Nigeria pulled off a stunning victory over New Zealand. So the two African sides will face off on Wednesday in the final match in that group. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.